Terrific Sunday afternoon game leads to the wire, or goes to the wire, and Darius Garland's three falls short. The Jazz come out of Cleveland with an impressive win against a really tough young basketball team. We're talking about it coming up on Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone as the Utah Jazz beat the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. The final score of this one, 109-108. A lot of different things to talk about. A frantic, incredible, high-energy, fabulous basketball game. Almost so much it's hard to figure out what to talk about as the Jazz win this one. The first thing and the most important thing to this, if you're just grabbing this game, you spent a Sunday somewhere else, you're getting your Postcast, this is not the Cleveland Cavaliers of the last few years. This is they're sixth in the East. Their last five losses have been to Brooklyn twice, Phoenix, Golden State, and Utah, four of the five within 5 points. They've won four straight. Other than that, they split with Boston. This is a good basketball team. They have all the pieces. They're unique. They're difficult to play, and this was a good win by the Jazz.
Absolutely. It's something we haven't seen before, David, and they get after it. I think if I was impressed by anything other than the fact that they're starting those bigs, it's how well they get after it. I mean, they're just not two, three big guys that are on the floor rebounding, outlet pass, that type of thing. They actually play hard, and they actually get after it.
Let's go to the final play of the game because recency bias is actually important in this case. The Jazz are up one, 109-108. Cleveland has the ball, chance to win it. Darius Garland works the right side, gets in the lane. Rudy Gobert's there. It's like it will never be in a box score. It's never a block shot. He gives the ball up. He comes back to get a second time, and now no one blinked. Mike Conley was right on him, forced him into a really difficult three. He's now 0 for 10 on threes and clutch this year. But that's the essence. That's how you win basketball games. Rudy made a presence was mammoth there on a night in which Darius Garland really had kind of figured out how to play Rudy and was wildly impressive.
Yeah, he figured out how not to go at the rim for the most part, shoot that little floater, as a lot of players are starting to do. They realize they can't challenge Rudy at the rim, and they started to shoot that little floater. I think Garland did a pretty good job of that. And I think what helped them was the fact that they start setting that screen really high out on the floor. Now when Garland comes off of that pick, there's so much room that Rudy just has to be very concerned with Allen rolling to the basket and Garland getting to the basket as well. But Rudy did a very good job of containing for the most part throughout the basketball game other than Garland. Garland, you know, was able to get it done.
Jazz looked like they're in control of this game. They're up 15. Kind of felt like it. It was supposed to be their best lineup went out on the floor. You thought it was going to be the time, and Cleveland answered on a 15-0 run. That felt like we let off the gas. I had said as we kind of went to the end of third quarter, wow, we stopped playing defense the way we should have. There has been a tendency of this team to not throw that knockout punch quite the way we'd like. The players have talked about it a little bit. Does this one fall in that category or where they probably shouldn't have gotten down to the final position?
I thought they did relax. I definitely thought they relaxed. And you can see, and it was obvious, I think, David, but you see how tired those guys are. I mean, not just the Jazz, the Cleveland Cavaliers there as well. Awfully tired. I thought maybe late in that third quarter they start to slow down a little bit, even though the Jazz outscored them 31-27 in that third quarter. But then the fourth quarter, a couple of lackadaisical passes and turnovers, a pass thrown by Donovan Mitchell between two of his teammates, and neither one of them went after the basketball. And all of a sudden, there's momentum, a three-point shot, and Jazz ended up losing that quarter 26-18 and having to, win it at the wire.
I do think, first of all, it was, there's travel in two games in a short period of time. I also just think we're playing hard. We only played eight guys tonight. We didn't go any deeper. Everyone played 20 minutes. The game was a really hard game to play. We're trying to run. We had five possessions in the first quarter with five in the first 8 seconds. We had another five in the second quarter. We had another five in the third quarter. We had one in the fourth quarter. So we are not being able to maintain that tempo pressure. We usually get about 22 shots a game in the first 8 seconds of the shot clock, that first third of the shot clock. And I don't know the official number, but we had our stats guy keep it. And we think it was 16 tonight. So we definitely lost some juice as the night went on.
Yeah, it's obvious, David, and that has a lot to do with that.
Yeah, 32 for Boyan, 37 for Royce, 38 for Rudy, 39 for Donovan, 31 for Mike. Against a physical good team where every possession was hard, they play both quick and then pound. And so that's it. Donovan was really special to open the night as well.
Yeah, he really was. That first quarter was unbelievable. He ended up knocking down in that first quarter three threes, 15 points. Second quarter ended up, well, ended up with 27 points there at the half, but that first quarter really let the Cleveland Cavaliers know that I'm coming at you, because he just shot the basketball so well.
I'm not sure we'll ever quite understand how hard Rudy Gobert worked tonight or how good he really was. Six yeah. points, 20 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 blocks, a steal, an insane dunk late yeah. where he had enough. You know what? Like, he makes a lot of plays offensively that we all cringe at. But mm-hmm. what he's trying to do is he's trying to get better offensively. The same way he's gotten better defensively. I was talking to someone about this who said to me, what are you supposed to do with Rudy when he makes a silly play offensively? Tell him, stop, just be a pick setter and a rebounder and hold. Mm-hmm. If we had done that with him defensively 7 years ago, he wouldn't be the greatest defensive player in the world. He's right. trying to do the same thing now offensively. It leads to a lot of mistakes, but it also leads to that play where he spun on Jared Allen and packed it because he's tried it a bunch of times and failed at it a bunch of times, and he had enough understanding, balance, strength to make that play.
Yeah, just like we complimented individuals against the Boston Celtics on the Jazz, tonight it was Rudy Gobert. This afternoon it was Rudy Gobert. And as you mentioned early in the ballgame, Rudy didn't even score in that first half. But how much did impact and how much say-so did he have with the way the ball game was going because of his defense, running the floor, blocking shots, and making plays for his teammates. Didn't score to the third quarter, got a couple of field goals, got one field goal there in the fourth quarter, and that was that dunk you were just talking about. But I think the ball goes to the game ball goes to Rudy Gobert.
Pretty hard to take it away from a guy at 35-3-6 in Donovan Mitchell. And a little bit of the story here, I think, is this league is still a star-driven league, and our best players were great tonight. Yeah. And you know what? Our two best players are great tonight, and that's how you survive this game. Other guys did things. Rudy Gay's 15 off the bench and 8 rebounds, mm-hmm. and he had to play center without Hassan Whiteside. And I actually think, if I had it right, we were only -4 in the 10 minutes that Rudy Gobert didn't play, mm-hmm. which is a really big deal. So, yes, I think those are where the game balls go tonight if you're giving out game balls, but I also think this is – And that's because you win games like this with your stars yeah. In this. The other one I think is really, really interesting. This Cleveland is the 7th best team in the league at defending, denying the three, 3rd best team in the league at defending the three. The Jazz took 48 of their 90 shots as threes today. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got 3 7-footers and we're going to have a hard time getting to the rim, then they took 48 of 90 shots as threes today, well over 50%.
So 51 threes against the Boston Celtics, that's back-to-back ball games where the 3-point field goals are there, not rush or desperation type 3-point shots or just threes just to be shooting them. These are good high percentage 3-point shots, I think. I put it that way, but all of them are not, but boy, the ones that make a difference are.
So you're saying we've taken 99 threes in 2 games?
I'm saying we've taken 51 against the Boston Celtics, and no, that's 100, David.
No, it's 99.
How many did we take tonight?
48.
Took 48, so it's 99.
I wish
okay.
we had one more because round numbers are important.
yeah, right.
All right, I got to take one question. There's a bunch of – actually, that's not fair. There's a bunch of this is a weird – our fans – there's some weird stuff here. I'm just – all right, I take it back. I'm just going to call 2 people out here. We're just going to do it. This is what I used to do. Just call people out. I was being nice. I'm not being nice anymore. Jared Allen always seems to dominate Rudy Gobert. I'm really looking forward to this game to see how Whiteside would stack up against him. What the hell are you watching? Jared Allen's dominated Rudy Gobert? I've literally had a head coach in the NBA say to me, I hope Jared Allen watches Rudy Gobert so he can play like him. Okay, sorry. A little fired up. Let's go with this. This feels a little better. 2 wins in 24 hours against 2 playoff teams. Got to be really happy about that. I would take it that way. Jordan Clarkson goes 3 of 14, 1 of 8 tonight. He did fall off his little hot streak. And then, my final little cheap shot of the night, cause I'm just picking out people because I feel like it right now. Why do the Jazz keep making heroes of dudes I've never heard of before? Watch the NBA. That's my suggestion, Marcus, because if you've never heard of Darius Garland, you should. He was a top 5 pick. He's bona fide, and he's super good. And he had 31 tonight. He had last time out, he had 32. And 3 games before that, he had 26, 4, and 11. So Only reason he's a dude you've never heard of is on you. Great win by the Jazz. Fired up night. Really, or afternoon. Really fun. And we'll go talk to you again Wednesday in Minnesota. But these have been two fabulous games this weekend. I hope you've enjoyed them. Congratulations to Utah football, to Utah State football, to BYU women's soccer, and to the Jazz. What a heck of a sports weekend in Utah. It'll be fun. Go grab DJ and PK and all the guys on Monday and take it all in. Have a good one.